Hey, okay. Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm so excited that you're here. If this is your first episode, I'm excited that you're here for this one because this is like, hey, let's sit down and drink some coffee, or if you like tea, your tea or whatever it is that you like to drink together. And let's talk about this because it's a fun one. And if you are a longtime listener, you've listened to more than one episode, thank you for coming back. That means the world to me. But this is a fun episode. We are going to talk about whether or not life after decluttering is boring, and if people who declutter are boring. And this one is fun for me because I love to play around with you all inside of the Motherhood Simplified group and on Instagram and joke around with you all. And if you're not in the Motherhood Simplified group or following me on Instagram, come over there because I love to ask you guys questions, like conversation starters. I think are so fun for us to get to know each other, but it's also really helpful for me to figure out like what it is that you guys struggle with decluttering and figure out better ways that I can help you. So I asked a question of like, what's an assumption that you make about people who have decluttered or people who say that they are a minimalist, right? So what's your assumption about a minimalist, basically? And one of the top three things that came up for people is that they're boring, right? They are boring and like they have like no color, like no signs of life. And that is not fun. And so that's my assumption, is that minimalists don't have any fun. They're not creative. They are boring. And therefore, you know, I would like to declutter, but I also don't want to be a boring person. And so because that one came up so much, I did a follow-up question of like, so a lot of you think that if you declutter, you're not going to have any fun. You're not going to have anything pretty in your house. You're not going to have any creative outlets. A lot of you guys think that, and do you think that I am boring? Right? Do you think that I am boring? Because obviously I have decluttered and I teach people how to declutter. And so I guess I'm assuming that you assume that I am boring. And of course it was just in good fun, but the conversation was fun because they're like, no, of course we don't think that. And the reason I'm not just like having like banter here and gossiping with you guys about, do you think I'm boring or not? But the reason that I wanted to ask you that is because a lot of times we make these assumptions, either knowing or not knowing whether they are true or not, but then we let them stop us from actually decluttering. And so I wanted to talk to you about the assumption that people who declutter or life after decluttering is boring and you're not going to be creative or have anything that brings you joy or pleasure. It's just going to be like, this is your life now. You have nothing. Enjoy it. And the truth is that I am way more creative after decluttering. My life before decluttering, and if you don't know, I'll give you a little bit of a backstory, but my first career, I guess, basically out of first career of being a teacher, and I was a Montessori teacher for a little while. I owned my own preschool. It was really fun. And as a teacher, and especially as a mom, it's so easy to fall into the trap of like, you must be crafty. You must be crafty. You must have all the crafts to do. It's got to be, you know, just Pinterest stuff galore, have all the things for collages, all the things for paint, all of the things for like handprints and making creations. And what ended up happening was that I had spaces. My school was about 1,000 square feet. It was tiny, very cute, but it was packed. It was so full of craft supplies. Like the majority of the stuff that I had was craft supplies that we never used. And instead of being somebody who was crafty and creative with not only my own kids, but you know, the kids who I taught and cared for, instead of actually doing those things with them and being crafty and creative with them, I really just had a lot of crafts that I had to try and keep organized. That's what it ended up being. Like if I wanted to create something with them or let them have fun with something, it was a big ordeal to like pull the stuff out and sort through it and find what we wanted and find what we needed and then figure out what we were going to create. And it wasn't inspiring. It was overwhelming and it didn't allow me to actually create. And what happened for me after decluttering is that I was able to actually be creative in the ways that feel good to me. I think there's some like somewhat stereotypical ways that we think that we're supposed to be, you know, crafty or creative as moms, which I think is funny anyway, because it's like the whole point of creativity is to be creative. But, you know, I was able to actually dive in to my creativity and create things that felt good to me. I love to paint, and that's about it. I used to think that I needed to try and knit and crochet and even make music or just all of these things that I didn't enjoy doing. I only like to paint. I really only like to paint. And I really only like to paint with one kind of paint, and that's acrylic. And I like to create like different textures with it. Like, anyway, that's not the point, but I really only, that's what I like to do. And so once I was able to get rid of all of those crafts and supplies that I thought I should be using, I was able to actually consistently create the things that made me happy and made me feel good and gave me a really good outlet. And in addition to that, if I ever got the urge to like try a different kind of craft or a different kind of creativity, I could go get like a minimal amount of supplies and try it out and see if it was worth me investing in something long-term. So an example of that is that my daughter is this way. Like, she likes to sample all kinds of crafts. And I think that's when craft kits can be great, is to sample something and see if it's something that you want to pursue. And if not, it's totally okay. You just do the craft kit the one time and let it go. But sewing is one where we did a few different like sewing craft kits, and it ended up being something that she did enjoy. We got several of them to try different styles of sewing and ended up getting her a sewing machine. And now we have that, and it's a staple for us. And so if you can declutter all of, you know, the crafts that are in your way of actually being creative and crafty, you can make room for the ones that actually mean something to you. And you can have the space and the bandwidth to do things like try craft kits and see what you like or see what your kids like, because I have 5 kids. And so they all like different kinds of things. They do all like to paint. And I have one very, you know, ultra creative daughter who loves to paint and loves to decorate and loves to create with clay and different kinds of things. And we've been able to simplify the amount of crafts that we have so that we can actually use them and actually make it a creative experience instead of having a bunch of crafts that just are really overwhelming and nobody ever uses. So if you think that decluttering makes you boring, I just want to let you know that it's not true. It gives you the space. Creativity needs space to grow, needs space to breathe. Creativity is a process, and decluttering gives you the bandwidth for that physically, mentally, emotionally. And it's very, very inspiring. In addition to painting, a lot of my creativity is now podcast creation. Like what you're listening to right now, this is a form of creativity for me. My business building is a form of creativity for me. Because I'm writing posts, I'm building a business. I'm literally creating something from scratch. My garden, you know, my inside and or indoor and outdoor gardens, those are a form of creativity for me. My plants, my house plants, form of creativity for me. My fitness, form of creativity for me. My food is a form of creativity for me. And I'm sharing that with you because it has expanded my definition and capacity for creativity to move beyond just having crafts in my house. I find creativity in everything around me, and I think that's beautiful. And I would love for all moms to have that, to see creativity and expression and beauty in everything that they do, from the way that they cook their foods, to the way that they move their bodies, to the way that they have conversations with their kids and their families, and then also get to actually create beautiful art on top of all of that. I think creativity and conversations is beautiful. Maybe I'll do a second episode on that, because I just thought of it as I was talking to you all here, is like, yeah, like there's a ton of creativity in the conversations that I have with my kids. And I think communication is a form of creativity and art in itself. So no, decluttering doesn't make you boring. It actually makes things very exciting, very creative. And I think that's worth it. So I would love to hear your thoughts on this. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, tag me in your Instagram stories, let me know where you're listening, and let other people see it. I love to get to know you. I love to hear and see when you are listening to these episodes, and it helps me grow this business so that it doesn't only benefit you and me, but it can start to benefit a lot of other moms who are just like us. So thank you so much for sharing this out. and I will see you all in the next episode.